One recent morning, I woke up early to begin writing. It's that time of year when the morning sun seems to be in no rush to greet the day. As the sky began to lighten, I noticed a sunrise shadow creeping towards me across the floor. I watched and felt as the morning light slowly encased me. Feeling not only the warmth growing on my skin, but hopeful affection building in my heart, finding hope and surrendering to the morning light. The theme of this meditation from 1 John chapter 1 is living in the light, walking in the light, acknowledging my own darkness, but accepting the light of God overtaking it, and there finding hope. We will be together for about 15 minutes, so begin your meditation by letting your eyes slip into a soft focus. Just consent to surrender to the light of God, the illumination of the Spirit, and the glow of the sun. Start by listening and responding to this prayer from Ephesians chapter 5, and respond, Lord God, help me walk in your light. So do not participate or even associate in the rebelliousness of sin. But Lord God, help me walk in your light. For once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Lord God, help me walk in your light. Walk now as a child of light. Live as one who is native born to the light. And Lord God, help me walk in your light. With your eyes now fully closed, spend a few more moments now just basking in the warm light of God as the Holy Spirit prepares your heart to hear Christ now in your prayers. No matter what darkness that you may be in, this place now is holy because you chose to consent this time to be set apart with God. So become aware now of the Holy Spirit warming you, just bathing you in divine light. Intentionally note any darkness that may be distracting you. It may be external, it may be internal. Dark thoughts, and reminders of dark actions. So pause here and ponder any dark distractions that you may be experiencing. Don't dwell on them, just simply note them for now. As you note each dark distraction, surrender each to the Spirit of God and just let them pass. Give them no power. Shine a light on each as they approach and watch as they dissipate. Just scan your thoughts and your emotions for any darkness and watch those thoughts light up and pass by without effort as you center on Christ. Notice too your breathing. Simply be aware of each present breath, not your last, not your next, but this one. Even let your breathing remind you of the warming presence of God. Your mind may wander as you note darkness, and that's fine, it's natural. Just let the awareness of your wandering mind be a reminder to return to the light of God perhaps two, whisper the word light as your mind wanders. Whisper the sacred word light to help you return to the illuminating presence of God. Just keep whispering light if your mind wanders. Now in continued stillness, listen carefully to the first of three scripture readings. Don't listen too closely. Just simply be aware of light invading darkness. And listen to his voice from his words. In 1 John chapter 1 verse 7 from the New International Reader's Version. But suppose we walk in the light, just as he is in the light. Then we share life with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, makes us pure from all sin. What did you hear? Where did you notice your attention being drawn? Well, begin to silently meditate on that for a moment. After pausing longer in stillness, what of God still lingers in your mind? Once more, but suppose we walk in the light, just as he is in the light. Then we share life with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, makes us pure from all sin. Just rest here longer in the warm, comforting, and healing light of God. In this second reading, relate the passage to your affections. Be aware of any feelings that the Holy Spirit is stirring within you from these words. Notice any sensations that you feel as you listen with affection in your heart, as you listen to this wider reading from the New American Standard Bible. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So what emotions did you feel? How did God stir your heart? Well, let your mind drift through the imagery of his light. How does it feel stepping out of the dark? Now in this third reading, just simply let the words just fall on you as a beam of light. No response required. Just let this be a time of deep connection, beyond words, beyond thought. Connection as you listen now to a wider reading from the Amplified Version. If we say that we have fellowship with Him, yet walk in the darkness of sin, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we really walk in the light, that is, live each day and every day in conformity with the precepts and teachings of God, as He Himself is in the light, we have true, unbroken fellowship with one another, He with us and we with Him. And the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin by erasing the stain of sin, keeping us cleansed from sin in all its forms and manifestations. Resting with your eyes closed in imaginative contemplation for a moment, stay in that imagery for a moment longer, letting the bright presence of God fall on you as a beam of light, feeling a deep connection beyond words. If thoughts of darkness appear, watch as each is illuminated and vanishes. With all of your senses, experience darkness withdraw. How does it feel to see light overcome the darkness? How does it sound? Rest here in the bright, beaming light of God as He exposes darkness. As you reflected in your imagination, take a moment now to discern God's present existence in your life. Is there anything of your life hiding in the darkness? Are you afraid of the light shining into dark corners of your life? What are you afraid of seeing there? Is there something you don't want others to see? Well, let this be a time of freedom as you feel the peace of God and take a step into the light. Live today in conformity with the teachings of God, the light of God cleansing you from all sin in all of its forms. Just rest here for a moment in the cleansing light of God. Whether at the dawn or dusk, just rest for as long as you can, whispering, "Lord God, help me walk in your light." Let that be the sacred word the Holy Spirit gives you throughout your time, a word to help you return to the Lord, the word light. And now let me pray over you, that you be in fellowship with Him in the light, even though darkness abounds. That you remember to walk in the light as He Himself is in the light, to have fellowship with Him as His blood cleanses you from all sin and fills you with the fullness of life and the power that comes from God. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ now be with you always. Amen. So, in a season to come, you may experience some hopelessness in the dark, as if you're shrouded under a blanket. But rejoice in the darkness, as you then recall the inevitable light to come, the hope of light to come. Also, be aware of moments that God might use you to be His light to another, someone isolated in the dark. Who can you bring light to? To whom can you bring hope? Take all the time you need, but when you're ready, whether it's sunrise or sunset, expect some darkness, but then be reminded of the light. The divine morning light, slowly encasing you with hope and promise. Feeling the warmth not only on your skin, but your soul. For it is in that feeling of hopefulness that you will encounter God.